I'm recording.
I'm a grinning.
That's right.
Ray, how does my bass sound?
Better dude, than last week. What does mine say?
Sweet.
What does mine say?
Dude.
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet.
Oh, God, that movie's so underrated.
Oh, I doubt that movie holds up. I'll have to rewatch it.
I think we've already done the funniest part of that movie. Like,
Zoltan. Is it Zoltar?
It's been a lot. It's been too long. I don't remember.
Something with a Z.
wasn't their leader run by, or wasn't their leader the guy from Talk Soup?
Yes, it did then have that guy who was not Joel McHale.
Hal Sparks.
Yes.
That show's had a lot of good hosts.
It did.
I recognize that Joel is definitely your favorite, but...
No, Hal Sparks was good. The original guy was... Greg Kinnear was fantastic.
Greg Kinnear was fantastic. Who was his follow-up guy? He was good, too. The guy with the skunk stripe. He had that...
Hal...
Nope. Not Hal Sparks.
What, Hal Sparks?
His name was like John something or other. He had that tuft of white
hair.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah, and Hal Sparks was good.
Yeah.
I don't remember anybody after Hal Sparks.
There was there was a woman...
Oh.
Ooh, I cannot recall her name.
Nope. Samurai claims it was someone named Aisha Tyler.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That rings a bell.
I thought she hosted Whose Line.
She can't just have one job. I mean, come on.
Wow, I guess you're right. I guess you need to work.
Why did I just minimize Discord? That's not going to help me follow along.
That's true.
Man, just that little bit of talk about Samurai Showdown, I want to play it again. Like, I want to play it.
That's reasonable. It's really bad. It's a very fun game. Even in my kind of addled remembering, even like the characters that I didn't like were pretty awesome.
Mm.
That, what was his name? Tam Tam? Or Tom Tom, something like that. Yeah, he was good. I used to love they were the same character, except they were like slight variations of each other. There was the girl with the bird and the dude with the dog.
Right.
Yeah, I preferred girl with the bird, but they were both good.
Yeah, I really always wanted, you mentioned Jubei, the guy with two swords. He was modeled after Miyamoto Musashi, and I really always wanted to be good with that character.
Yeah.
Could never fire any of his powers, like was no good at it.
Yeah, I felt the same way about the guy that you enjoyed. I was like, blue hair guy looks dope, but I don't know how he works.
Did that game tell me on the screen how to do powers, or did I have to like figure that out on my own?
You gotta figure it out on your own.
All right, never played it.
Yep.
If I walked up to a fighting game and it didn't tell me on the screen how to make things happen.
Kept on walking.
I'm like, nope, I ain't got time for that. I ain't wasting quarters to figure out how to do something.
Yeah.
Ukiyo was my favorite. He would throw an apple. Like, he would always have his back to you, to his enemy. Yeah. He would throw an apple over his shoulder and then turn around and cut it like 20 times before it hit the ground. And if you were in the way, you were just slaughtered. Like, that move was fantastic, but it was really hard to fire off.
Sure.
Teeth.
What up? I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm with Ray. Like, not only did it trigger that, but now I feel like a tear welling up in the corner of my eye for Playland.
Yeah.
Man, I just want to save my last quarter so that I can play that gumball game.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
You got a free, like, T-shirt or frisbee if you got the speckled gumball. And you got to shoot things.
Man, so I spent a lot of time playing Quiz Dragons back in the day.
Yeah, we did. I dumped a lot of quarters into Quiz Dragons late at night.
I loved Quiz Dragons.
Man, Brian and I played a ton of Quiz Dragons.
That game was great.
Yeah, who am I thinking was terrible? Was it the Barbarian that was terrible? Or was it the... I never used the Barbarian. I don't remember what he did. I knew that the Wizard let me pick my category, so I frequently went with him.
Yep. And somebody let you reduce number of answers from 4 to 3.
Oh, that might have been the Amazon.
Somebody did double damage. Was that the Rogue?
That was the Ninja.
Ninja, yeah.
Ninja occasionally did double damage. I don't remember what the Barbarian did. I never, ever picked him.
Was it something like you just had a chance of, if you got one wrong, healing? You didn't take damage or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he would occasionally heal or something. Yeah, it was always the category chooser or the choice eliminator.
Yeah, I think, we always played two-player generally, so you always pick the same two people. So you comboed those together.
Yeah, that, and, if you went in late enough at night when it wasn't so crowded, up in the same section where they kept the games that no one loves. They had a Name That Tune.
Oh, yeah.
That game was awesome.
All right. So, speaking of which, Ian.
No, it looks bad.
No, we got to play it live. Like, what? We need to be on the phone together while Name That Tune is on TV and try it.
I'd be into that, but I hate Jane Krakowski.
Yeah, I know you do, but...
I also don't like Randy Jackson, to be honest.
Well, yo, dog.
Yo, dog, it's a little pitchy, but...
Come on, dog. It's just not right for me, dog. Yo, dog. Come on, dog.
That sounds unwatchable.
Yeah.
Jake Krakowski is a treasure. Ian is wrong.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Wait, why would you even say something like that?
Yeah.
Nothing
wrong
with it.
Jane Krakowski is appealing? She's unfunny?
What?
She is... Her face is a downer?
Oh, man.
Everything about her. She is like...
I'm sorry, like, man. Every time she was on 30 Rock made me smile.
She's a marginally... Who is that other woman who I hate more than her that reminds me of her that makes me hate both of them?
You hate the lady who was... she's a Broadway star.
Yes!
She was on...
You know exactly who I'm talking about.
She was on Pushing Daisies.
Christian Chenoweth.
Yes, you hate her.
Yes, I hate Christian Chenoweth.
I love Christian Chenoweth.
You are a disgusting monster.
I thought she was great on Pushing Daisies, and...
She strangely has a really good voice.
You were just blinded by the fact that she has a fantastic voice. In the original run of Wicked, she was stupendous.
Oh, and I don't mean speaking voice. Her speaking voice is horrendous.
Right.
But her singing voice is really good.
Yeah, absolutely. I won't argue with that. I can't. It's... And, yeah, both of them just rubbed me the wrong way. All right, it is well past 9 o'clock.
Well past.
Well past. Teeth is here. That's all I need. Let's
do
this.
Well, Samurai's here. That means, the Masked Singer's over, right?
No, that's if Sartut would be here. Oh, Sartut,
that's
what I meant.
But he's not here.
Samurai's been here since minute one.
Man, it's been a long week.
Samurai's our fifth Beatle.
We had home issues. It's been a rough week.
Oh.
Of the kind that normally happen when I get super sad and burned out. So you can pseudo guess what normally transpires here.
Wait, in this show? Tell me about it when we're not on the air.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about friend stuff when we're not doing a show.
Yeah.
Let's talk about game stuff and tangentially related game stuff, because there's a lot of new stuff.
There is. There's chock loads of stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, I feel so bad starting without Sartute, though. Man.
Yeah, but it's the finale, so.
It's true. It is the finale. All right, moving on.
I was wrong about all my guesses, by the way, except for the two that you got right as well.
Yeah, this season's been some tough ones.
I mean, it's always hard. I'm not that crafty. I don't know who people are.
Well, especially when, their bar for celebrity is so low.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not Ninja. That guy is at the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
But,
I still think the one person is the son, right? I think that's, oh my God, I forgot her name. She's a country singer. She was in the...
Faith Hill?
Nope.
Faith Hill?
No.
Alison Krauss?
Nope.
Faith Hill?
No. She was in the Coyote Ugly movie. She sang the song for that, right?
January Jones?
No. She married her manager.
No one's ever seen Coyote Ugly, dude. Lady Gaga?
Nope.
Miranda Lambert?
No.
Piper Perabo?
No. I love Piper Perabo, though. Oh, man, what is her name?
Shania Twain?
No.
Dolly Parton?
No. Leanne
Rimes.
I don't
think Dolly Parton was in Coyote Ugly.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's Leanne Rimes.
She was in Coyote Ugly?
She sang the song.
Oh, you made it. You led everybody to believe that she was in Coyote Ugly.
Well, she is in Coyote Ugly. She's in the listing as being, she played the part of Leanne Rimes. So.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard of Leanne Rimes.
In the movie, the main character wrote the song that Leanne Rimes records.
Oh, cool.
Yes, I've seen that movie more than once.
Does she achieve her due credit for writing the song, or is she?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, good. Good for her. I'm glad things turned out.
It's Piper Perabo. I mean, it's all good stuff.
Yeah, Leanne Rimes is a fair guess for that.
That's who I think it is.
Who's the mushroom?
Mushroom. I don't know.
He's the Broadway dude, isn't he? He's got to be Leslie Odom Jr.
Ooh. We almost started the show.
We almost did. Oh, no!
I don't know. They deserve to be injured all the time. Idiots.
No, they don't. Johnny Knoxville's a delight. Steve-O might also be a delight. I don't know.
I
can't believe they're...
When you've made your money off of having people electrocute your gooch.
I think it was called a grundle back then, but...
Whatever. It was so, no, while hilarious, and I laughed the whole time watching it, was not the highest of, you know, comedic value.
But yes, those guys are too old to be doing a Jack 4. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, boy, Ray's going to edit out large sections today.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to try this again.
Okay.
Greetings, true believers! Welcome to the 272nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Bean 15. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Flip the pow!
Flip the pow! Huh? What? This is the week of 12/16 to 12/23 in the year of our COVID. Good God, it's almost getting done.
Yeah, you see, the problem is...
Only 6 to 9 more months?
That's right.
It's not the year that's the problem.
We're halfway done.
Yeah, maybe.
We're halfway there. So excited. Christmas time next year, we should hopefully be in the clear.
Nice.
Maybe. And your 5-day 4-star crash!
My liver.
Of the Titans. On the 13th was Pew Pew Fingers. Did you pew pew your way to victory?
Sort of. I think it was more of a red-black combo. There was not a lot of Nova Blasting, but... total success.
Nice.
You have a long time.
Yeah.
Before he builds up.
You could say
37
that.
37 red. And you're good. You could even chop down those shields, but yeah, no problems there.
All right. Coming up number next is Spider-Ham.
Yeah. That's a maybe. Hard to say. I better look at my
I don't remember what he does.
Infographic. It's erroneous because he fights himself and you just kind of have to hang in there long enough. To do it. I feel like I won last time with a level 90 Spider-Ham.
Does he go invisible?
Raise. No, but also yes. I don't know. No one knows.
Okay.
He's a joke character, so I don't keep tabs on him.
Man, I really got to pull those comics out of my box and see if they're worth anything.
Spider-Ham?
Yeah, I think I have like the first probably 20 or 30 issues.
What's in the box? Spider-Ham comics.
And then after that, we got North Star coming up for you. That one's going to be rough for you, Ian. I don't think one blue is going to win it for you.
100 level 70? Yeah.
I have the correct 544.
That's a good build. I
can't tell you what any of his powers do.
No, I think
one of them summons his sister and they high-five each other or something.
Yeah, it's very possible. Wonder Twin powers activate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the details. All I remember is if it's a character released post-2019, I probably don't have them ready to go yet. Oh. I'm working on it, though. There's been a lot of new stuff released and a lot of pressure to play, so I've been playing way more than usual. And I got one new character, so we'll talk about that later.
All right. Storyland, we got Hearts of Darkness. That'll get you Magneto and Carol. Placement is Elsa with some Heimdall shards. That's followed up by Simulator. That'll get you Thanos and Elsa. Placement is Love Sausage and some shards for the new character. Love Sausage equals Red Guardian.
I put that together even though it was totally wrong. Like, it's not the same character. It's not the same actor.
Nope. None of those things.
But they both are Russian.
Yep. That's all it needs in my brain. That's good enough.
Got me there.
All right.
As we know, I don't care about the rest of you guys. So, ha! Good reference, Craig.
All right. story, next one after that is introducing new character slot here. In your holiday season, Evergreen is running. That'll get you Thor and Domino. Placement is a Bucky and some Star-Lord shards. And in the Shield Simulator for the Holiday Land, it is Gamora, Magneto, and Spider-Ham. So, there you go.
Cool.
Let's hit the news. All kind of news.
Whew.
We did talk about Milestones and Special Quests, but there's some additional ones now, right?
Everything was very new last week.
Yeah. So now there are more of these quests. We got holiday quests going on, which you have to do certain things. Like one of them was, stun so many times with Iceman or something? And
I didn't even think you needed Iceman. It was just stun. Yeah.
Oh, it was just stun? All right, I just used Iceman.
I ended up using Peggy.
Well, that'll work. Do as Peggy says.
Yeah.
Feed all those special events. And then I guess if you complete them all, there's some kind of bonus at the end, if I remember right.
Probably. I mean...
there were just
bonuses galore. Like, I can't begin to tell you how overwhelmed I was at the release of the bonuses in a very positive way.
Yeah, those milestones, man, I was clicking on buttons for a while, playing with things. Yeah.
It got a ton of stuff. Like, I'm not used to being gifted that much stuff. It really, really surprised me, and it worked out for me for once. Not for once. It's never been an issue. So I don't know that I just happened to have my favorited character in the 4-star happened to be someone who I barely had, but really enjoyed and hoped to have, you know, a couple years from now, fully championed Legion.
Nice.
In like a day. He went from 1-1-1 to championed and fully covered.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I was stoked. I like David. I don't know how to use him, but he's got a lot of stuff going on, and that entertains me.
Just match all the colors. It'll all work out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I managed to finally champion my Phoenix. Yes. Championed Beta Ray Bill, and I championed Immortal Hawk. So, yeah, it was...
Wow. Yeah, that's some top-tier championing. I did not get any 5-star action, but still, having a brand-new 4-star released less than 3 years ago, exciting for me.
And very usable. He's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, had I even anticipated that many shards, you know, I might have taken the steps to champion Polaris or someone a little more popular, but I feel like I'm happier having Legion.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a fun surprise. What day was that? Sunday?
Could have been Monday or Sunday. I don't recall. It had to be Monday because I called Ray and I was worried that he was busy.
Okay.
I would have never been worried about that on a Sunday. I know that even when he's working for home, he's technically doing work, so.
All right.
Because I logged on and I saw people like, oh my gosh, too many prizes, I don't know what to do, this is the worst. And I'm like, Ray, help me, why is it the worst? And he said, just calm down, it doesn't apply to you, go back to enjoying your game. And I said, thanks, dude. And I hung up.
Last week we mentioned, you know, they mentioned Puzzle Ops and gave us no details. So yeah, we had our first couple of events here so far. In this Johnny Storm Fireside Chats, whatever we're calling this here,
yeah.
Fireside Puzzles. What was?
I love it.
Well, I've already forgotten what the first one was.
Match 18 black?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Collect 18 black.
Yep. That one I just used Domino so I'd get extra black on the board and went about my day. And then today's is more of a pain in the keister. It is match away all the yellow.
Yeah. That went really well. I was really pleased. I like the whole concept.
I think it's fun. Give me a little something extra to think of.
Yeah, today was just, I just brought Quake, fired Resonant Frequency once, and then it was over.
Wow. I played that game four times.
Using Quake.
Oh, yeah. She can clear up to 8 tiles of the same color. It's fantastic.
Played it 4 times before I realized that the obvious answer was to just use Kamala Khan and have her change all the yellow to
green.
Green.
Oh, yeah. That would have been, yeah.
I initially tried it with Cloak and Dagger to turn random tiles into black and Domino so that more black would fall instead of yellow.
Yeah.
tried that a couple times. That didn't work. Mm. So then I ended up winning it with Kamala Khan and Coulson.
Okay. Yeah, Kamala Khan's a good idea. I wish I would have...
Because I wanted someone who could like swap some tiles around the board with, like one or two, to like...
Yeah.
All right, if I could move a yellow over here, then... But yeah, I think I had to play it 4 times before I won. But it was, you know, that was something.
I completely agree with what Samurai just said. It's a sign that they designed the puzzles well, that people are coming up with multiple completely different solutions.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see what these next ones bring.
Yeah.
Right.
It looks like one of them coming up is have 36 friendly attack tiles at one time.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Play your Carnage now.
I would have never thought of Carnage. Polaris, clearly. Bullseye came to mind immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes strike tiles, though, doesn't he?
Oh, it's attack tiles.
That's what Craig said. I'm not sure how accurate that is.
Okay.
It's a tactiles.
Okay.
In their example, it is have 36 friendly attack tiles at once. One called How the Cookie Crumbles.
Okay.
I don't know when that one's going to take effect, but
right. Who makes tactiles again? Cloak and Dagger, apparently.
Carnage.
Carnage would make a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what all these different Johnny Storm puzzles are.
Oh yeah, regular Storm. She makes a ton of attack tiles.
Yeah, they seem fun. So that seems to be a good ad.
Yeah, I like it. It's really, it adds a nice twist. It keeps me engaged.
And then, Ian, we got a new character. You sitting down?
I am sitting down. I am not overwhelmed. I feel like I feel like Teef guessed this last week. We didn't discuss it live on the show, but someone was right all along here in the chat.
Yeah, I was, you know, pretty sad it was not gold balls, because it really should have been gold balls.
Nah, I like the Adam Warlock edition.
But
I haven't seen him. I don't know what he does or what he is. Or
yeah, 5-star Adam Warlock.
Woohoo!
In the yellow, purple, and black varieties.
Nice.
6 yellow. Man, I already screwed it up. Miracle of Science. Restore health to Adam Warlock. Get extra health if he's below 50%. While he's above 50%, his base match damage gets increased, starting at 63%.
Wow.
At level 5, he's restoring health, bonus health if he's down. When he's over 50%, his base match damage is increased by 113%.
That's a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah. And like his base match for yellow is 886 or 866 is what it looks like.
Nice.
So that's increase that by 1,100% or 113%.
Yeah.
That adds up. So that's fun. His purple is Cosmic Skein. Create 3 yellow trap tiles that deal damage when matched by the enemy. And those also restore health to Adam Warlock if you match them away. As you go up in levels, at level 5, you're making 5 yellow trap tiles. And this one is a burst of health, though. I believe the yellow is true healing, and the purple says burst of health.
Yeah, restores okay. health should be true healing, yeah.
Yeah, but the purple says burst of health.
Mm-hmm.
And then his black power is a passive called Body and Soul. If you have at least 6 black AP at the start of your turn, remove 1 friendly black AP and 15% of Adam Warlock's health. That's a little steep. But then deal 55% of that damage as an AoE. So at level 5, deal 60% of the damage done to Adam by this power to the enemy team. Ability fires at the start of your turn if you have at least 4 black.
Wow.
Wow.
So you have like guaranteed AoE every round. Mm-hmm. It hurts you some, but you also have 2 different ways of healing yourself back up.
Yeah.
This seems I'm like wacky. he can be crazy fun.
I think so. He sounds awesome.
You gotta pair him up with I-Hulk, right? They can both damage themselves and then do boatloads of damage, but Adam will heal himself back up. Hulk will just bring himself back up from the dead.
That sounds really dangerous, but yep. Maybe.
Goes good with the Koye.
Yeah, we know.
that black passive. There you go. Someday I'll have an Okoye I can use. It'll be fantastic. But yeah, he sounds fun. I'll let you know in 2024.
He sounds very nice. Interesting, and I'm very happy that Adam Warlock is coming to the game.
Made his way to MPQ.
Yeah.
Yeah, seems like a good character. So his introducing event runs the 17th to the 24th. That will reward ISO 8 and a heroic token and shards in progression. In simulator, you get tokens to his cover store and again shards in placement. In Meat Rocket and Groot, shards are in progression. Cold War event, 17th to the 21st, he is in placement rewards. And good old up and at them. No, it's up and at them. That's what I said. Up and at them.
And at them.
Up and at them runs the 20th to the 23rd, rewarding tokens to the cover store. Man, I love that skit.
I do too. I love Renair Wolfcastle.
Up and at them.
McBain. My eyes, the goggles, they do nothing.
You and Sluggo at the exact same time.
Fall Out Boy. The cover store runs the 17th to the 27th. Get Magneto. Chance to get Magneto Age of Apocalypse. Woo-hoo. Increased chances. And why am I getting Magneto Age of Apocalypse?
I don't know, but that's I don't what have it says. Yet, so.
But yeah, is it that the new Magneto? Isn't there a new Magneto?
No, I just think they didn't edit the last time because I would think I'd be getting a chance at getting Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That would make way more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special Vault runs the 24th to 28th, 40 items. All roads lead to Chrome Legendary Store token? All right.
He's shiny.
But he's not Chrome. He's gold.
Well.
Witness me. That's Chrome.
Right.
Witness me. There's also a Negasonic.
Mediocre.
In that vault. The All Roads Lead to Chrome store runs the 24th to 28th, 15% chance to get Adam Warlock, Silver Surfer, and Iron Man Mark 46.
I do. Why Iron Man? Like, I get Surfer just because of the Infinity War stuff.
Yeah, but why not another cosmic character? Put Thanos or something there.
Right. What does Iron Man have to do with any of this?
Yeah.
Also Chrome?
Also made of metal? Sure.
Yeah, they're both, they're all chrome.
Gold, silver, and...
He's not chrome, he's gold! Do they not know what color chrome is?
Chrome?
Additional tokens can be purchased for 25 command points. So there you go. I'll probably spend some command points in that store. I might even get more than one cover for my Silver Surfer that I've had for 4 years.
I don't know if that'll happen, but yeah. I mean, I could invest in some store. I actually have some spare command points lying around.
There you go. In other news, it's snowing!
Whoo! Doggy.
It's snowing all day.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it started around 11 here, I think, right?
Yeah.
It started around noon here, so that makes sense. Yeah, we got, I haven't looked out the window in a couple minutes, but earlier we had a ton of snow, and it still keeps coming down, which should continue snowing until late tomorrow morning. I think it'll keep coming down until 8 or 9.
Yeah, I never did finally hear what we were expected to get. It was, somewhere between 5 inches and 5 feet.
Right.
Is what they've been saying.
Yeah, the speculation is always outrageous.
We have gotten definitely more than 5 inches already, but decidedly less than 5 feet. It is somewhere in between those two things.
I was told somewhere between 20 to 26 inches.
Yeah, which would be more than we got all of last winter. All of last winter, all at once.
That's fine. I'm gonna fire up your snowblower and give it a whirl tomorrow morning.
Have you tried it? Have you tested it at all?
I have not tested it, but I took it to a machine shop.
Oh, good.
To have it prepared for the winter.
Oh, good.
Yes.
You should be fine then.
Yep. They got it working.
It always worked great when I had it. It just, I hadn't used it in a couple years, and I knew that's always bad for stuff, so.
Nope. Yep. They replaced all the parts that are no longer functioning, filled it up with whatever sort of gas oil mixture goes in it, and I'm ready to give it a spin tomorrow, see how it goes.
Remind me some year when you're ever allowed to see you again. I think I probably have extra bottles of that gas, oil, the mixing oil.
Oh.
Because I don't have any devices to use it anymore. But I found them in the garage. I was like, oh, look at that. Oil mix. That's all the news I really got. You guys got anything?
No, other than I really enjoyed all the prizes that they have given us for Christmas and the holiday season. And the events. I don't know why, but I'm super motivated by the milestones. Like, I logged on today and it was like, please win 60 versus matches before the holiday season is over. And I'm like, oh, it's on. Whereas I would never normally even play one versus match, but yeah, I was grinding the simulator and versus matches for a good hour and a half today.
Wow. Yeah, I really love achievements, and you call them quests. Yeah. That's fine. That's
yeah, I don't know what they're called, but they definitely they taunt me when I see that little red dot up there. I'm like, I gotta get it. I need it. It's working. Your plan is working. I don't know what the simulator is, but I'll try it. Because I got to do even more stories. Don't you have to do like 200 of those to get whatever achievement it is?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
Holy majoli.
The simulator,
is a lot.
It's 500. Yeah, and the simulator is rough. Like, it's always got a few nodes that are just...
Is that the only option? Because I think I started playing Heart of Darkness and it did not give me any credit towards it. And I was like, how dare you trick me into playing something? But the people who were boosted, I got to play some old school Charles Xavier hanging out with Scarlet Witch. Good fun.
Oh, yeah. That was always good times, yeah.
It was. I mean, these days they don't do near enough damage to get done what you need to get done. But
yeah, purple pals.
Yeah. All sorts of master plans and critical tiles and good fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on then. Ian, what's your top three this week?
Oh, yes, our top three this week. I believe we're doing our top three favorite holiday movie or specials. Does that sound accurate?
Yes.
That's what Ray told me about an hour ago.
Sweet. Good enough. I know you are enthusiastic about this sort of thing, Craig, so I'm going to start with you. And plus, I think I started last week.
All right. My number three is what I hear will probably be lamented by at least Ray, is It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
I watch it every
year.
That
sounds like something you would do.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know about lamented. I'm just not a huge fan of it. It's fine.
It's all about Zuzu's Petals.
I think I've watched it twice. Total, and I just have no desire to see it again. It's
every
fine.
Time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
That's true. What was the first thing you said about petals?
Zuzu's petals?
Mm-mm, I don't know what that is.
That's his daughter has the flower petals in her pocket, and then when he goes into alternate universe, she doesn't have them, so he knows when he's back into normal world because she's got petals.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out. Maybe I've never seen it.
I also really enjoy the SNL skit where they go and beat up the old man for taking the money from the uncle. And they just all like beat him to death. That is gold every time.
I do remember that vaguely.
It's a scurvy old spider.
Was that Dana Carvey?
Yes.
Yeah, I do remember. That's a good sketch. All right. Ray, what do you have for number three?
So I'm hoping it doesn't overlap too much, but we'll see. My number three is a Christmas special entitled Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I grew up with this, and it's got some of the best quotable lines of any of the specials. Bumble's bounce. I mean, that's just amazing.
It's got some of the best characters ever.
Let's be independent together.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants a Charlie in the box. We had a coworker named Charlie who hated that line. And I would say it around him all the time.
You should. It's been haunting him his whole life. Why not let it ride into his adult life as well? That's fantastic.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
Is there anything better than nothing?
Yes. The only thing better than that, I would say, probably most things, because that was kind of unpleasant. But really, like, who doesn't want a squirt gun that shoots grape jelly?
Yes! Like, what? That's not a misfit toy. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Man, I get that you don't want, a choo-choo with square wheels, because, that's just hard to pull.
But... Yeah, I was going to say, that's for display only.
Is it Ian?
I want to be a dentist.
Me. My number three is the movie Love Actually. It's got a really fantastic cast. It is, it's a very British cast, but it is a spectacular film.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's Liam Neeson in one of his only nonviolent roles.
I guarantee you I have never seen it.
Oh, it's fantastic. I don't think either of you would like it, but I would still say give it a chance.
Hey, Martin Freeman's in it.
Yeah, he is. I'm telling you, every notable British actor is in it except for Benedict Cumberbatch. I don't remember him in it at all. But Martin Freeman is in it. Andrew Lincoln, a very young Andrew Lincoln, is in it.
Rowan Atkinson really and weird. Alan Rickman?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm getting on board now.
I was going to say Liam Neeson is in it, like I said. Goodness, there is so many others. I just can't think of her name right now. Emma Thompson is in it. Who's the...
This is an all-star cast here.
Who are the two handsome British dudes? There's two of them, and they're interchangeable. One is good, and one is evil.
Colin Firth?
Yes, that's a good one. Who's the other one? Hugh Grant is the other one. They're both in it.
I thought we were going to that SNL skit.
No. I didn't... Is there a sketch that does that?
Yeah, I remember they had a one thing where, like, was it... Dermot Mulroney sketch. Or
Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney?
Yes. that was classic.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that movie's a treat.
Jojen Reed is in it from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. He's absolutely in it. So is, I don't know if you know Billy Nye. He is.
The science
again,
guy?
He's someone. No, that's Bill Nye. This is the guy who was. Did you see Underworld?
All of them.
He is the in-charge vampire in number one.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. He's the one that she wakes up to be like, help me.
Right.
Everything's gone wrong.
Yeah, her patron kind of guy.
Yes. Yes, he is. He's in it. He's spectacular. Real good. Real good movie.
He's one of the original brothers who was one of the first vampires.
Yes.
It's a good movie.
Yep. All right, Craig.
My number two, it's Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
There you go.
Good choice.
I love Rudolph. So good.
Very popular.
I was concerned that we might have overlap there.
Yeah, that's it. Again, I'm not surprised. That's a very, very big one. Ray.
So I did limit, this list is movies that are Christmas themed. But my number two is a hilarious movie, in my opinion. Bill Murray and Scrooged.
That's a good movie.
Bill and Scrooged.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Does it hold up?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't seen it in a couple years, but I believe so.
Okay. I loved it. I've always loved it. I've always wanted to watch his A Very Merry Christmas on the Netflix, but I never get around to it. Yeah, Scrooged was dynamite. I loved it back in the day. Well done. And it's definitely falls well within this category.
Yeah, definitely.
My number two is a more of a TV special than a movie, but A Charlie Brown Christmas. I love that cartoon. I watch it not only every year, but, probably multiple times throughout the year. It is a real treat, and it holds up. I don't, you know, it's just, it's very nostalgic and it's very entertaining. And the abuse that Charlie Brown takes from his friends is, seems less in that movie than in most other Charlie Brown movies.
But he does buy that crappy tree, you blockhead.
He does, but all it needed was a little bit of love.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Right. But that and they all want an aluminum tree. I'm like, oh, is that still a thing? Gotta get on board for aluminum trees.
There you go.
All right, bring us home, Craig. I'm sitting down.
I'm prepared. You know what my number one is.
Yeah, but there could be people who don't.
Nah, they all have to know by now. It's obviously the world's greatest Christmas movie of all time. It's Year Without a Santa Claus. There's nothing else that even comes close.
It's true.
It is.
I think things come close, but
nope.
I know that you do love a good Rankin and Bass feature.
I do. I love Rankin and Bass. I will watch all of those things every time they're on. But Year Without a Santa Claus was the pinnacle of those films.
That was pretty good. I agree. It's again, got some great characters. He is the Heat Miser.
Yeah, Heat Miser and Snow Miser are fantastic. Then you got to go see Mother Nature. And
yeah, there's a lot going on. And, a lot going on in that confusing, bizarre film.
And in my head, sorry, Ian, but your son is an exact duplicate of the character from Year Without a Santa Claus.
Oh, which character?
Ignatius Thistlewhite.
Oh.
You go.
Oh, check it out.
Watch Year Without a Santa Claus again. Check out when they go down to Southtown and they run into Ignatius Thistlewhite. Reminds me of Owen, something fierce. It makes me laugh every time.
Okay. I will absolutely do that because I've been trying to watch
them. Not like in a negative again, way, because he's a, you know, Ignatius is a good kid. Yeah. Like, he's solid. But
I don't doubt it. I'm interested to see it. I'm just saying I've been trying to watch them when they're on, and they're harder to watch than I remember.
Mm.
I was trying to watch, what's the one with the Burgermeister?
That is Santa Claus is Coming to Town with Burgermeister Meisterburger.
Ugh, that was...
I love that one, too.
That was a hard watch the other night.
You can just put one foot in front of the other.
That's he's like got the that highlight stupid penguin. Of that bit. That is...
Well, I mean, you know, he marries Mrs. Claus in a secret ceremony out in the woods with their animal friends. That's nice.
Yeah. I see the image here in Discord, and I'm going to give it to you because... He has not had a haircut.
Yes,
since
you see what I'm saying?
Pandemic.
That's what I picked. Like when I
and
see
it
him,
very much falls in that way.
Yes, you know, and he's got kind of like little big cheeks, you know, and he's, you know, and with a smile and stuff.
Yeah.
Every time I see him now, I'm like,
he doesn't have the buck teeth, but
no. As a matter of fact, he's missing an entire one of those.
He did. But... He showed me the other day while we were doing gingerbread.
But
the cheeks and the hair,
the freckling is appropriate.
Yes. And I see it, and it just makes me laugh because when he smiles and I see that in my head and I'm like, Ignatius Thistlewhite.
I'll get him a red gingham.
There you go. Make him wear that for Christmas and take a picture and send it to
I will.
I like what Teeth had to say. That guy can clean an ear of corn through a picket fence.
Also one of his skills.
Man, I love a good ear of corn.
He went on vacation with Craig's wife. And he was lighting up ear of corn after ear of corn. It was like, it was uncooked. He was just taking them out of Erica's hands and being like, no, 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 no. That was gross.
Yeah, I love a good ear of corn. You got to boil it first.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was good times. Okay. Ray.
Sure.
Keep bringing us out.
So I went totally serious on this one. I actually have a Christmas movie that is a seriously Christmas movie that I thoroughly enjoy. The Christmas Carol with George C. Scott. I think it's the best rendition of Christmas Carol.
You're correct.
And it has been watched by me on many occasion.
Number 1A, though, is the Jean-Luc Picard version.
I did see that. It is good.
That one is good.
It is.
I also do enjoy the black and white, and I don't remember the actor's name, but...
Yep. And what's the weird, creepy one they just did like a year or two ago on FX or something?
No one watched that.
Yeah. I did. It was really good.
Was it?
Yes.
I thought it was just... No, I'm not a...
I enjoyed it.
I'm not a horror aficionado, so...
I enjoyed it.
I took a big pass on it. I love that. I love that movie. I just go in a different direction with that movie. I'm very much a Muppets Christmas Carol or Disney Christmas Carol or Mickey's Christmas Carol.
I like both of those, too.
Yeah, they're solid.
I guess that's really just credit to the story of A Christmas Carol that I can, you know, you can watch it like 8 different ways and enjoy all of them.
Sure. And then to bring it all home, in the same vein, my number one is Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Nice.
Wow.
Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas is such a spectacular special. I mean, it's got some old school Muppets. It's got some overlapping voices. Great songs. Oh, I love that. Outtake lasts forever. That got posted here in the Discord. But, man, I'm going to watch some Emmett Otters here in the next day or two.
Nice.
It makes me happy for it. Yeah, that's a good. The River Bottom Nightmare Band. Good stuff.
So I do have three honorable mentions. Ooh. And the reason that they're honorable mentions is because they're not actually Christmas stories. They are movies that take place in Christmas that if they were allowed as Christmas stories, I would definitely pick them. Gremlins is number three.
Ooh,
number two is Die Hard, which is the obvious choice. And number one is Lethal Weapon. All three of these movies take place around Christmas. They all start with like Christmas music. They have Christmas music all through it, but they have nothing to do with Christmas. So I didn't actually put them on my main list.
Well, I mean, Gremlins, you know, he gives them the Mogwai as a Christmas present.
Right. Right.
I mean, he could have given him what's the thing he makes? The something buddy?
I don't remember. Bathroom buddy. Yeah.
The bathroom buddy, yeah, which brushes your teeth while combing your hair while doing something else at the same
time.
However,
if you were to change that from Christmas to this is your birthday present, it wouldn't change the plot in any way.
That's true.
Sure. So it really doesn't have anything.
Okay, I see why there was a qualifier. Yeah. Did I tell you I got to meet Emmett Otter?
Really?
There was many years ago. I don't know. It was weird because I don't know why I heard about it, but someone told me that they were doing the Muppets were at the Smithsonian, and I drove down. The next day, I hopped into my car and drove down to D.C. to see it, and it was awesome. I had they had a Mystic and a Skeksy.
Ooh.
They had Emmett and Ma Otter. They had all the original members of the Electric Mayhem.
Ooh. Nice.
Swedish Chef. It was a really spectacular display. I was really was well worth
it. I mean, I'm a fan of the Muppets, and you're picking like all the major contributors.
All the heavy hitters were there.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't expect to ever get to meet Emmett and Ma Otter, but I mean, definitely the Mystic and the Skeksy put it over the top.
Yeah, those are fantastic.
Yeah, those Mystics are big puppets.
They look
big. Yeah, big. I was impressed. All right,
let's get head over to Facts and Drive then. Ian, what's on the trivia?
Oh, golly. I have everything written down, but I've got post-it notes all over my desk. Let me see. Did I ask you about Peter Parker's parents?
Yes.
That sounds right.
Yes. Peter Parker had some parents.
Parker had presents. Parents. I don't know. I've already screwed up.
How many parents would Peter Parker pick?
That's right.
He would pick Richard and Mary Parker. I did not realize that they were explored in any of the movies, but Craig did point out that his dad got recruited to the CIA by Nick Fury, and his mom did something else helpful, so we good on them. This one is more recent trivia-ish, and by recent, I of course mean recently we worked, so anytime in the last 10 years. This week's trivia question is, what is the only Phase 3 Marvel Universe film without a Stan Lee cameo? That's all I got. I'll tell you next week.
Okay.
Stan Lee in all the MCU movies. At least up through Phase 3, except for one of them. That's all I got.
All right, very good. Let's hit the mailbag then. Willie, what you got?
Okie doke. First, over on the D3 forum. Come on, it's too obvious. The colors gold and purple are Batroc's colors. He is the golden sample of mercenaries. Plus, more than more flies than is a reference to charm. And who's more charming than George's Batroc? 4-star Batroc confirmed.
Nice.
Thankfully, no.
I don't hate that. Yeah, not yet. I'm still standing firm with Toad, but if it turns out to be, who was that other one? Honey Badger?
Honey Badger.
Guesses are worse than Batroc. I love it.
I'm a fan of Toad. I think it's Toad.
Yeah, I'm into that.
All right, over on Reddit, D-Wing posted a wall of text. He says that I won the open with the episode win by PSAing when the actual show content would start. He says, thanks, and you're welcome. He says, I listened to the expanded pre-show nonsense. I don't do wings, which I don't understand that. His name is D-Wing. Anyway. We just got an air fryer and made chicken parm, and Craig and Ian's verbal shorthand during the TV chef talk was impenetrable. I have no idea. I totally zone out for the chef talk.
Yeah,
so.
That's fair.
Oh, sure.
I remember it, Craig, somehow. I rarely remember what we talked about 1 week ago, but we got onto a TV chef situation where we were trying to figure out Sandwich Guy's name because he tried to convince me he was popular and the whole thing. Artie Burns.
Oh, yeah, Artie Party. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Proceed.
So, Deeming also said, Ian has the best knowledge of boss events was not the occurrence that I would have put my money on this week. This is why I shouldn't gamble. Shouldn't. regarding Pool Rider's Spicy Taco Vault, the character available each day is random and individualized? Yes. As far as I know, it is. It seems to be totally random.
And individualized? I don't know. When I log on to Steam, I will check, and I will ask you guys to check as well.
Yeah, we should do that.
What are we checking?
When we get on to token opening, we're going to zip over to the Spicy Vault, and there are rumors that the 4-star is individualized.
Oh, okay.
So we'll find out here shortly.
Yeah.
Don't call me shortly.
Without the pre-show win by Ray, Craig's irony comment would have done it. So, sorry, Craig. I apparently have
raised the word.
Edged him out. Yeah.
For the top three, I'm already expecting a lot of stuff I would not attend. He was talking about the concerts that we went to. Not a criticism, just an expectation.
Interesting.
And then in all caps, how in Himmel, I don't know what Himmel is, how in Himmel was Craig's country music affinity never discussed before this episode? I don't know. I tried to not bring it up.
It's right. Right. I don't know. I feel like Craig, I don't know. So we've longed since after double digit years of friendship, you turn a corner where you don't have to be like a judgment free zone anymore. So he knows that Ray and I secretly and openly judge him exceptionally poorly for his country music affinity. So he just kind of keeps it under semi wraps.
I like old country music, not this, you know, current stuff.
You love the current stuff. You're waiting. You can't get enough of the new Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton stuff.
I've not heard any of it.
But yeah, Craig, turns out he loves country music.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of country shows. Alabama was fantastic. Alan Jackson. Kenny Rogers, fantastic.
Alan Jackson.
I used to listen to a lot of Alan Jackson in the early 90s. A lot of Alan Jackson. Don't rock a jukebox, baby.
Don't worry, I won't.
So Dewing said that earlier, he said he's expecting a lot of stuff that he would not attend. He then says later, expectations met in spades. Having said that, each host's joy in recounting these stories is the purest of pure. Mazel tov.
He didn't like any of the concerts that any of us went to?
No, apparently not. I don't know. I'm curious.
Man. I am absolutely fascinated as to what Dewing enjoys.
Right, exactly. Yeah, what music do you like then?
I need to know. The world needs to know.
He's one of these chumps who's always going to that freaking band that I just told you I hate that does the Christmas music all the time.
The T.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Yeah, those chumps. That's where he spends
all
his time.
That's all he does? He follows them around?
He does. He's like you know, a deadhead. He's, you know, he just follows around.
See, now that would be the twist that I would want.
From city to city. Like, I don't see. Listen to that same stupid song that they've been playing for 25 straight years.
That he follows fish around. That would be the twist that I want.
Fish, and who was that other chump that was big in the college world that always was like he would open for, or Fish would open for him? Dave Matthews. He's hanging out with Fish and Dave Matthews, man.
Oh, Dave Matthews is dope. He puts on a good show.
Pass.
I think Fish is one of the things we can all three agree on wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I agree.
Hard pass.
Yeah, hard pass.
The end of the wall of text.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, sorry. I just had another revelation. What's going to be, it's going to go in a total other direction. D-Wing's a juggalo.
Ooh,
I seriously doubt that.
I'm calling it now.
Seriously doubt that, but
if he brings that off, respect.
I will.
Like, if that's how he's spending his summers? As a juggalo?
Space and drinking Shasta?
Oh, man, I will be like...
Or Faygo?
Yeah, like, you need to post some serious pictures and I will need to follow that account, something fierce.
All I can tell you is I don't know what exactly the opposite of respect is, but that would be what you would have for me. That's just end of the wall of text. He asked.
Sorry, it's just every time the juggalos comes up, my head then also goes back to Saturday Night Live. to their skits where they make fun of the Juggalos.
Oh, yeah!
And it is one of the most glorious skits. And it's done, what, at least twice, right?
Oh, my gosh. They did it, like, four times at least.
And the one guy dies every time?
Every time, yeah.
God, that's
and
funny.
His brother, Butt Dave.
That's right. Yeah, because it's, yeah, Bleep Dan.
Bleep Dan.
Yeah. And special guest, Bleep Dan. Good God, that skit is funny.
That is a good sketch.
All right, well, go ahead, Ray. You could watch it. It's in Discord, so...
Okay.
So, at the end of the wall of text, he says, some streaming channel has been playing Airplane and Airplane 2, the sequel, nonstop for the last several days. It has been freaking glorious.
That's a good time.
I don't know who's streaming it, though. I don't know how to find it. Well, I also didn't try to look, so.
Right.
Dax1138 says, for Ian and other people who play on stream, there are some good sites out there, like Green Man Gaming and CD Keys, where you can purchase stream keys on the cheap. I've used both many times, and they are legit.
You mean Steam keys?
Yeah, Steam keys.
Yeah, you did say stream several times, but he might have said stream in the email, and he might have just been reading the email.
Yeah.
Either way, thank you. I know. I don't know how often
Ian has
you get
a problem.
To listen to the show. I have a legitimate problem. I'm well aware of those sites. I was going through some of my, I just call them all bundles, whether I get it from the Indie Gala or Fanatical or Humble Bundle, but I finished a game and I'm having trouble transitioning into a new game, so I was going through bundles that I have, you know, carelessly purchased and then not even bothered to upload to my Steam, and I found a lot of good stuff. So I'm trying to ease my way into a new game, but hey, yes, thank you. I will continue to have a problem.
Hey, so far, Cyberpunk has been fantastic.
Oh, good!
I am very much enjoying it.
What the?
That was my watch telling me that it's bedtime.
I was going to say, my iPhone does the same thing, but I'm an adult human being, so mine goes off at midnight, not Craig's 8:30 bedtime.
It's 10 o'clock. I get up at 6:30 every day.
No one gets up at 6:30 every day, except for you and Kelly and tons of other working people. I, on the other hand, sleep until 10 and then teach myself.
Well, apparently it's time to go to bed, so I'm going to try and get through this.
Yeah, wrap this up. We're not even through the mail.
Dex1138 also said his concert list, and I had to mention some of these. The Monster of Rock in 88, Kingdom Come, Scorpion, Stockin, Metallica, Van Hagar. It was Outdoor, General Admission, Off and On Rain, and Surprisingly a Good Time. I don't doubt it. That sounds pretty awesome. His number two was also Queensryche Building Empires. Ha ha. And number one, Halloween... Pumpkins United, the surviving original lineup, and wanted to see them for 30 years. He saw them in 2018. Mind blown. I never saw Halloween live, so I'm a little jealous. I do enjoy me the Halloween.
I believe you.
New character. Perondiac had a comment on the new character. Adam Warlock seems okay. I haven't poured a lot into figuring it out a team for him yet. Maybe Cloak and Dagger with Sandman? Not exactly meta. I don't know. I'm still thinking that a Koye Immortal Hulk might be good. Top three concerts. I'm going to get on this list real quick because I have to. Number three, Creed. You just lost me. He said that Fuel and Candlebox opened, which is why I was there. All right, Candlebox. I'm back on board.
Now, you had me with Creed. I hope you caught them during their good show time before Scott started having some serious mental health concerns and substance abuse concerns.
I think he says that was in 98, so...
Yeah, that's probably the same time to see Creed.
His number two was Marilyn Manson in Hiroshima, Japan. That's gotta be impressive.
Well, that'd be
something. Yeah.
And his number one was Nine Inch Nails with an opening act of Gary Numan in Orlando, Florida. Let me tell you, I am way too big of a Gary Numan fan, so that sounds awesome.
That sounds kind of awesome.
Like, Gary Numan's work is, I mean, none of it is, you know, absolutely spectacular, but it's all good. Like, I can just sit and have Gary Numan playing in the background all day long. So,
wow.
This is the guy the Family Guy makes fun of about Lois going over to pick an apple off a tree, right?
I have no idea.
No. You're thinking of Randy Newman.
Oh! Okay.
Totally different.
I don't know who Gary Newman is, though.
Gary Newman did Cars.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the band Cars?
No.
No, here in his car, he feels safest of all. He can lock all the doors.
Oh, okay.
It's the only way to go in Cars.
It's the only way to live in Cars?
In Cars. Dude,
that's a good song.
Yeah.
Everybody's covered Cars. Like, that is a absolute fantastic song. My Name is Ruin is also a fantastic song. But in any case, that's it. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I'm Hans.
Uh-oh. I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
Pump. Oh, I hurt my knee.
You up.
All right, let me get this infographic. Let me get this moving so we can finish sometime tonight. 3-star, boosted, cap, good stuff. The 2 times he throws his shield. One of the times it's going to do nothing. The other time it's going to do extra damage when it's red. His protectiles are boosted. Colossus can break the game even harder with his black ability when boosted. Kamala Khan, her embiggening bash and her healing will both see increased effect. Oh, Punisher. All your stuff does a little bit of damage, so it'll do slightly more. And Thanos, I feel like his 3-star version is just like his 5-star version, but less potent. So that black ability doing more damage. Now, let's try these shiny 4-stars that have a nice infographic to go with them. Looks like Hulkbuster is going to be boosted. So his red super punch is going to do a ton of damage, which is awesome. The strike tiles he creates when he fires his overdrive so he can do a super punch to do a ton of damage will be increased. And when he's not making red with his blue, he's making protectiles. They'll be slightly more effective. Valkyrie, another treat. Her Dragon Fang Fury does a series of separate attacks, all with increased amounts of damage. And she makes strike tiles with her yellow, so those should be boosted as well. Miles Morales. He will team up with our host Craig to ruin 1-star Venom, and he also does extra damage with his hide and seek and his Venom Blast. Wasn't that the day? Wasn't it the day that they announced Miles and 4-star Venom?
Oh, I think so.
And Craig's like, oh, so many opportunities to put out web tiles. Finally, I'll get to use 1-star Venom to great effect. What a good day that was. That really warms my heart. Let's see. 4-star.
That's back when those folks used to listen to our show and, talk to us.
Right. They were all different folks back then.
That's true.
Many a new folk. All excellent so far. Let's see what T'Challa does when he's a 4-star version. He makes special tiles. He buffs special tiles. He fortifies special tiles. The tiles that he makes will be stronger and he'll do more buffing. And he does some damage with his red. And Ronan. Is still missing from my roster, Ronan. What's he up to? His green damage will be increased, his purple damage will be increased, and his attack tiles from his red will be more punishing. Let's see. Let's just see what Samurai has to say. Ooh, it's easy this week. That's promising. 3-star players will want to make use of Kamala Khan, bringing out her best to help offset Thanos killing everybody with courting death. That's fair. I like that. 4-star players will want to use Hulkbuster to punch a hole through everything. And 5-star players could get some good mileage out of Valkyrie by staying in the back and playing her defensive abilities. Nice. That's handy. There's some 5-star advice. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mystify.
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 I think it's worth mentioning, Donkey D said, do not fire Colossus's black when he's boosted. It will snap your phone in half. Hashtag gamebreaker.
And at least throw your phone straight up in the air, right? And it'll just never.
Yeah, right. It'll take a while to come back down.
That's right.
When it does, it'll give you a static shock. Yeah, that's no good.
By the way, we did have a consensus. Old Man Sartuk said that his spicy vault gave him Luke Cage. Fofobos was Gamora. Donkey T said Namor. Mine is Red Guardian today. So, yes, it's all individual.
Oh, nice.
Well, before that, let's head into team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Okie dokie.
Do it, Doug.
So I haven't tried this team. I don't have high enough. There's a new character in it. So, yeah, we'll see how this goes. But team up time this week is Scorpion with Eddie Brock and Kraven. I picked this out of the of what's been sent to me because Kraven. Another person used Kraven.
That's right, and Eddie Brock.
Amazing. And Eddie Brock. Nobody uses Eddie either. Everybody's right. going to be using Scorpion. But so if you do get Scorpion, he can make the strike tiles. Eddie Brock will generate enemy protect tiles. Scorpion will reduce those, while Kraven punishes the enemy for your donation, because Kraven does damage whenever there's enough enemy tiles on the board. Scorpion's purple power is like Valkyrie's red power on crack, and a helpful beat stick on this team. So it's a pretty straightforward example of how to use characters together. Like, I think it's a really nice synergy. Kraven just making use of the fact that Venom's throwing out enemy tiles, and Scorpion just doing a massive damage all the way. So if you can get Scorpion up to use him, I don't have him high enough to use yet, but if you do, give it a whirl. I think this sounds pretty interesting. Kraven, I have it a 5-5-3, Venom at a 5-3-5, and Scorpion with this, you know, with this team, I would think a 3-5-5, but yeah, I haven't played him that much, so you be the judge. So there you go. That's it. That's your team up for this week. And thanks as always, Unify.
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 All right. I just poked in my Taco Vault Spicy.
Yeah.
Spicy Taco Kisses for my Ben. It's Nick Fury for me.
Yeah. Mine is 4-star Deadpool. There you go.
All right. Well, let's open up some tokens.
Totally random and individualized.
Ian, yep, you want to open your one or should we go ahead?
I do. Right. Nope. I will open my one pity token. And I feel like that ear is exposed for a reason. Let's give Magneto a good old-fashioned shinshi. 5-star Magneto, Age of Apocalypse.
Nice.
Magnetic inhibitor.
Wow. All right. Well, you're ahead of me with him.
Yeah.
I don't have him. I also have one token. Going for an ear poking as well. Yep, that got me a Talos. Skill unmatched.
I got four. Let's see. First one here. Oh, Drax the Destroyer. I haven't seen one of those for a while. Nose Poke is a purple. Heimdall, Bifrost Bridge.
Nice.
Nice.
Poke him in the nose again. Why not? Nope, that's a 4-star. Hammer Cap. And an eye poke in is Teen Gene. So, 1 5-star.
Mind over matter. Nice.
What does it get my Heimdall to?
2 out of 6 is acceptable.
Heimdall is now a 3-1-2.
All right.
2 out of 6s.
If you didn't already guess, my Magneto is that, whatever I just pulled, 0-0.
Right.
I had assumed.
Yeah. Fair assumption.
So thanks always to the original.
This guy.
Ian, talk about the podcast network.
Oh, the podcast network, better known as the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We have teamed up with some other brilliant podcasting minds out on the internet to provide you with a one-stop shop for some of your podcasting needs. So if you want to check us out, it's Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
That never gets old for me. Don't know
That's
why.
Fair.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nope, I think I'm good.
Negativo.
Alrighty then. Thanks everybody for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is a place to be. Comments, suggestions. Man, we did like really no Masked Singer talk after just asking where Sartu was.
You don't want to spoil it for anybody. I haven't seen it this week, obviously. I'm doing the show. I have got to wait until
later
in the
week to
see
we'll talk about the big finale next week.
Yeah.
Comment, suggestion, shoot them at Ray, throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner, and buy yourself some stuff. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, here we come a-wassailing. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.